Lecture topic, 12th Rabiul Awal 1435, part 2.
The Nabi of Allah allowed 3 times no reply. He moved on. فَأَوْمَأَتْ بِأَيْدِيهِمَا إِلَى الْخَيْمَةِ Oh, Nabi of Allah, look there. When he gets in there, she's trembling. She's trembling. فَإِذَا سَوْدَتُ Nabi Sassim said, مَا لَكِ يَا سَوْدَ سَوْدَ what happened? خَرَجَ الْأَعْوَرِ Oh, Nabi of Allah, Dajjal has made his presence. سَوْدَ like what should I say? Have a Kit Kat. No, I'm not promoting Kit Kat. Have a break. Take it easy. So that there's no truth to this. وَلَيَخْرُجَنْ In his time he will come out. While I was studying this hadith, Allah put a thought in my mind and I'm grateful to Allah for this. I said, look at the lives of Sahaba. A real threat to Sauda was Dajjal. If I come knock your door and I say, by Dajjal, ya Shaykh, we heard a lot of the stories, man, I know who it is. But if I tell you, hang on here, SARS is here, or the tax man is here, you'll break your wuzu 10 times. If I say Dajjal is here, man, relax, brother, Dajjal. Dajjal, who said Dajjal will come now? It's the long time, man. Because Dajjal is no threat to me. Dajjal is no threat to me, doesn't disrupt me. How many youngsters I have seen, may Allah guide one and all, that in the pride and the obsession of their hairstyles, they don't make masa properly. In Tirmidhi, waylun lil aqabi minan nar, woe be to the heels of hell, woe be to the heels of hell. O Nabi of Allah, why the heels of hell? Some people don't wash their heels adequately in wudu, which renders the wudu inadequate, invalid. Hence the prayer which is pending on the acceptance of the wudu is suspended and it's incorrect. So, if we may amplify the sentiments of an inadequate ablution due to the heel not being washed adequately, the same analogy would apply by extension to the hair. Surely it is amongst the fara'id. You look at that masa of heels, it's a very measured, slow, gentle, slow motion masa. What slow motion, Masa, my brother? Your hairstyle. Hafsa radiallahu anha, in the panic of Dajjal, lost her beauty. Sauda radiallahu anha, her dress, her garment, everything she lost. And she went into a tent, fihal qadir. There was dirt there. Nasij al-ankabut. There were spiders that had spun their web. She literally fell in there because if Dajjal is here, forget about everything else. But to me, Dajjal is no threat. To me, everything else is a threat. Imam Ahmad makes mention of a narration. Umm Salma radiallahu anha reports it. That one day Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went on a business mission. With him were two sahaba amongst others. Suwaybit radiallahu anhu and Nu'ayman. Nu'ayman and Suwaybit radiallahu anhuma. Kilahuma Badri, both these were veterans of Badr. Both these were veterans of Badr. So it's a great accolade to be a Sahabi, and it is an elevated accolade to be a Badri. There is a narration where Khalid radiallahu anhu had an altercation with Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Khalid, Ya Khalid, la tu'zi rajulam min ahli Badrin. Khalid, you just want to back off from a participant of Badr and afford him his dignity. These were people that stood with me in the early hour. Just respect their seniority and back off. And Khalid was a great man himself, radiallahu anhu. We know what a warrior he was and what a successful warrior he was. But surely the participation in the early hours was awesome. Subsequently, thereafter, Zubair radiallahu anhu and Abdurrahman ibn Auf had an altercation. So he came back to the Nabi of Allah. He said, Nahaitani an Abdir Rahman wa hadha Zubair yusabbuhu. O Nabi of Allah, you told me to back off, but I'm not the only man who has a bone to pick with him. Even Zubair radiallahu anhu has an altercation with him. So surely perhaps you should consider the fault lies with him. And you haven't prohibited Zubair from arguing with Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Innahuma ahlu badr, ba'duhum min ba'd. I stopped you because you were not a participant of Badr. But when it comes to Zubair and Abdurrahman ibn Auf, they both have participated in Badr. So you know what? I'll give them their space to have their differences. But I've asked you to respect them because you were not in Badr and he was in Badr. So when you're talking of Badriyi, you're talking of a different class amongst the Sahaba altogether. Be it as it may, they go out. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu excuses himself, Suwaybit and Nu'ayman are sitting. وَكَانَ السُوَيْبِتْ عَلَى الزَّادِ Suwaybit radiallahu anhu was in charge of the food. Nu'ayman radiallahu anhu, a Badri Sahabi, jovial by nature. He would have humorous interaction. I must mention to you one quotation of Muhammad ibn Sirin. Muhammad ibn Sirin was an amazing tabi'i. It's mentioned about him, كَانَ إِذَا اشْتَدَّ الضُّحَى When the sun would rise and it would be extremely hot, ينزل على سوق البصرة. He would then go to the marketplace of Basra and he would do the following things. يُمَازِحُ النَّاسِ He would share a joke with someone, have a humorous interaction with another, bring joy to a third person, وَيُوَزِّعُ الْبَسَمَاتِ And have this broad smile and just, you know, take people out. Some people are constipated by nature, not by feces. By the way, one doctor told me nowadays they have what they call a fecal transplant. Right? Sorry, I hope I'm not getting too ugly here. But this is where it has evolved. Well, I don't know if you call it evolving or retrogressing. But there's literally transplant of human feces happening. There is literally, he said, I have done it myself. I said, you know what, just back off there, you told me it's enough. So some people are very clogged up and they are very tensed up and they're very narrowed up. So he would go and lighten people up. Just bring joy to them. Bring a smile. Make people happy. Walk through. وَيُوَزِّعُ الْبَسَمَاتِ Just distribute smiles. MashaAllah. How are you, brother? Share a kind word. It's mentioned, فَلِذَلِكَ أَحَبُّوهُ The masses loved him because of this. حَشَرُوا فِي دَرْسِهِ He being a muhaddith in an era which was rich with muhaddithin, but his hadith discourse attracted the greatest number of disciples and students. Why? حَشَرُوا فِي دَرْسِهِ They congregated in his lessons. فَإِنَّ الْقُلُوبُ تُحِبُّ الدَّعُوبَ Because it's human nature, you take kindly to a person who's soft-natured and who's gentle in his approach. Now you need to know, I was reading this last week and I said, Subhanallah, this is amazing. Muhammad ibn Sirin, I read this one statement, Muriq rahimahullah spoke on Muhammad ibn Sirin and I was just blown away by this here. He said, it's a bit academic and philosophical, I hope I can simplify it. He said, مَا رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا أَفْقَهَ فِي وَرْعِهِ وَلَا أَوْرَعَ فِي فِقْهِهِ مِنْ إِبْنِ سِيرِينَ Oh, this is amazing. I read this, I said, no, I don't want to read more. I close it with a line, I said, I need to digest this. Just listen to this. مَا رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا أَفْقَهَ فِي وَرْعِهِ وَلَا أَوْرَعَ فِي فِقْهِهِ I didn't see a man who feared Allah. مَا رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا أَفْقَهَ Who had a greater understanding of fiqh in his fear. Some people think they fear in Allah, but that's not the fear of Allah. Because it's not guided by divine knowledge. It's not guided by divine knowledge. We know the famous hadith where the three noble companions came and they inquired about the practices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And our mother responded by saying he would sleep, he would eat, he would fast, he would share the bed with us. He had a balance of all. And they said, oh, we thought we're going to hear he never sleeps. And we thought we're going to hear he never eats. And we thought we're going to hear he devotes the whole night. But then maybe he's pardoned so he can indulge in these things. كَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُّوهَا Their body language equated somewhat trivializing this balance. And when the Nabi of Allah heard this, he said, وَاللَّهِ إِنَّ أَخْشَاكُمْ By Allah, nobody can fear Allah more than me. And just as my abstinence is fearing Him, my restricted, legitimate, correct, measured indulgence is also fearing Allah. Just as my staying awake and offering nocturnal prayer is fearing Allah, so is my moderate sleep also fearing Allah. And this is the balance in my life. This is the balance. So Ibn Sirin, مَا رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا أَفْقَهَ فِي وَرْعِهِ I didn't see a man who had a greater understanding of fiqh, jurisprudence, when it came to piety. وَلَا رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا أَوْرَعَ فِي فِقْهِهِ And I didn't see a man who feared Allah more in issuing rulings on jurisprudence than Muhammad ibn Sirin. So he had the fine balance in place, yet this was the caliber of the man. And this was the thing that attracted the people in the greatest numbers. So coming back to this incident, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is gone. Suwaybit radiallahu anhu is on the meals. Nu'ayman, who was a bit of a jovial sahabi and easygoing, a badri, he said, Ati'imni, come take out the food, man, let's eat. So, you know, some people are, you must do everything very systematic, must close the window, off the fan, open everything nicely, pull the doorbell out, right, sit down, did you wash your hands, did you brush your teeth, let's, no, relax, my brother, relax. So, Suwaybit radiallahu anhu said, no, we cannot eat now, hatta yaji'a Abu Bakrin, let's wait for Abu Bakr to come. Now, Abu Bakr comes, and we sit down properly, you know, all kairasar, as they say. So Nu'ayman radiallahu anhu, he was a very jovial. He said to himself, okay, I asked you nicely. You're playing hardball, no problem. So he went across there and he met few sahaba there. He said, listen, I'm selling a slave. Skilled man. Competent. Only one thing, he can talk a lot and he can wiggle his way out. And he will claim he's not a slave. If you're interested, he's a good man, you won't regret it. But if you're going to buy into what he says, then let's not even consider the whole thing. They said, no, we take your word. How much? I'm looking at 9 camels. I mean, I asked you for a meal nicely. It would have been all over. If you know what I mean. So no problem. These were sahaba, in fact. وَلَقَدْ كَانَ مِنَ السَّحَابَ مَنْ يَتَبَادَحُونَ بِالْبِطِّيخِ فَإِذَا كَانَتِ الْحَقَائِقِ كَانُهُمُ الرِّجَالِ. The historians and muhaddithin have written, sahaba in their casual moments used to hurl melon peels towards one another. They used to hurl melon peels one year. But let it be crunch time and then you see a different color to them. That the Quran says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةً وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. These were men who satisfied the definition of humans in its entirety. Anyway, they come, they give him the 9 camels, they apprehend Suwaybit. He's like, what's happening? Hey, bhai, come, we purchase you. Wallahi ana hur, I'm not a slave. He said, no, your master told us that you've got this tendency of denying it. We've been forewarned about you. This is the narration, read the entire thing. Anyway, they take him and he's happy with the 9 camels. Just then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes in. Abu Bakr sees the scuffle, he sees the movement. And like I said, these were two Badriyin. Understand, today people are in doom, they are in gloom. I'm saying balance in life. I'm not saying, we're talking of laughing therapy. No. Objective, meaningful. Arihul qulub, fa'inna al-qalba idha ukriha amiyya. Arihul qulub, fa'inna al-qalba idha ukriha amiyya. So anyway, Abu Bakr comes, he realized what happened. He said, no, I sold him and this is what happened. Abu Bakr said, no, man, but Nu'ayman, I mean, go slow, man. This is not the way you do things. So then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu goes and releases him and then returns the 9 camels. But that's not all. فَأَخْبَرَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Abu Bakr in procedure then relates the tale to Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَضَحِكَ النَّبِيُّ وَأَصْحَابُهُ حَوْلًا. The narration goes on that Nabi alayhi salam and his sahaba had a laugh from the stale for 1 year. Meaning the joke wasn't stale for 1 year. For 1 year the sahaba had, you know what, Nu'ayman, you know what, you're just a different man altogether. Another narration, Ibn Abdul Barr makes mention of it in his Kitab al-Isti'ab. One day a villager came to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tied his camel outside. He went inside. Sahaba, they gave a bit of a gesture to Nu'ayman because he was the man who had the muscle and the guts to do these type of things. They said, لَوْ نَحَرْتَهَا فَإِنَّا قَدْ قَرِمْنَا إِلَى اللَّحْمِ. We dare you to slaughter this camel, man. This camel is looking me in my eyes, brother. You know what? I don't know when last I had camel meat. I dare you. And look at this here. وَيَغْرِمُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ ثَمَنَهَا. What was the embodiment and the personality? Don't worry, whatever the cost is, we know our Nabi will take care of it. Can you imagine? Can you? My father always tells me very fondly of one of my late grand uncles, may Allah give him Jannah, that had given him this assurance as a little child, and he always has fond memories of this uncle of his, as a little kid to the shop in the neighborhood. that whenever this son of mine's come, well, it was a nephew to my uncle, whenever this boy comes in, whatever he takes, let him take it, and it's on my account. Today, you obviously don't want to try it with your kids, my friend. I don't want to try it with mine's. You know what? Good luck if you want to go for it. But look at the trust and the relation they had with the Nabi of Allah. Like, come to Iman, we dare you, go for it, all yours. Allah's Nabi will take care of it. وَيَغْرِمُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ ثَمَنًا. He was a man ever waiting. So he goes forward, he slaughters it. وَخَرَجَ الْأَعْرَابِيُّ. Just then the villager comes out. وَأَقَرَى يَا مُحَمَّد. My tires are punctured. Oh Muhammad, I came, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to your masjid. Now as a villager, ordinary, sometimes they were not abreast with the finer etiquettes of the noble presence and the masjid and the protocol and procedures. Oh Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is not what I expected. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exited. Now as a guardian, as a father, as a man in top, how many of us can have this calmness and composure? How many of us can nip this in the bud? How many of us can balance this act? How many of us can just keep things calm and just address it in the correct way? Very few of us, I'm afraid. We exacerbate it. Me, myself, unfortunately, I lack it. And I'm sure many of you would agree. Look at the Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who did this? They said, Nu'ayman. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then starts to track him down. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes, and he goes, and he follows. فَوَجَدَهُ فِي دَارِ ضُبَاعَ بِنْتِ الزُّبَيْرِ ابْنَ عَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا. قَدْ اخْتَفَى فِي خَنْدَقٍ. He was hiding in the house of Dhuba'a bint Zubair ibn Abd al-Muttalib radiyallahu anha. There was a little hole, he got inside there. There were some date palms, he covered himself over and he went right inside. And this is the word of the narration, I gave you the reference. A person comes from the back, and rafa'a sawtahu, he raised his voice. He said, Ya Rasulallah, ma ra'aytuhu, ma ra'aytuhu. O Nabi of Allah, I don't know where is he, I don't know where is he. And he's pointing with his, like, hide and seek, man. Let me talk simple language. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that great Nabi of Allah. But look at that, subhanallah, that magical, that charisma, that personal touch, that amazing nature, that perfect human. So the sahabi says, I don't know where is he, and with his finger he's pointing. And then the Nabi of Allah gradually inches, he lifts the date, you know, the leaves that were he had covered, and there he pops out. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Nu'ayman radiyallahu anhu, مَا الَّذِي حَمَلَكَ عَلَى مَا صَنَعَ. Nu'ayman, what made you do what you did? He said, الَّذِينَ دَلُّوكَ عَلَيَّ هُمُ الَّذِينَ أَمَرُونِ. O Nabi of Allah, you know those who told you where I'm hiding? You should pose this question to them. Wow. Wow. It's like straightforward. O Nabi of Allah, you shouldn't be asking me. Alladhina dalluka alayya. Those who told you of my location and my hiding place, my whereabouts, do me a favor, pose the question to them. Nabi Sassim comes back, dust him, cleans him out because he was all dusty and everything. Nabi Sassim called the villager, said, how much is the value? You take the money and you can go. And the Nabi of Allah allows it, acknowledges it, reconciles it, patches it, and they move on. I leave you with the last incident in this regard. It's a very amazing incident. And it is mentioned in Bidayah, it's mentioned in Majmu' al-Zawa'id, mentioned in so many books of hadith. Jabir radiallahu anhu. Jabir radiallahu anhu, his father passes away in the campaign of Uhud. He's very disturbed and distraught. He loses his father. He has to contend with many issues. So his father passes away and he was optimistic that his father would live on and, you know, he would have a long life. But, مَالْحِيلَةُ وَالْقَدْرُ غَالِبُ. مَالْحِيلَةُ وَالْقَدْرُ غَالِبُ. Who can contend with the decree of destiny? When that is what destiny has decreed, then submission to the destiny is the only way. In Arabic they say, إِنَّ الْمَقَادِيرَ إِذَا تَسَاعَدَتْ أَلْحَقَتِ الْعَاجِزَ بِالْقَادِرِ. When destiny is favorable, the feeble become able. And when destiny is otherwise, the able become feeble. When destiny is favorable, the helpless become helpful, the feeble become able. And when taqdeer and destiny is otherwise, then the able become feeble, the helpful become helpless. The entire scenario is reversed. So this is in the court of Allah, in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَضَى هَذَا الْوَالِدُ شَهِيدًا كَرِيمًا. Jabir radiallahu anhu moves on into the court of Allah. وَكَانَ مِمَّا زَادَ فِي حُزْنِ جَابِرْ أَنَّ وَالِدَهُ قَدْ تَرَكَ لَهُ هَذَا الْعَدَدْ مِنَ الْأَخَوَاتِ. So Jabir radiallahu anhu is the individual, but if you look into the average life of a person, many people, maybe not precisely, but have to contend very much with multiple crises. So Jabir radiallahu anhu, according to the narrations, a young man at the age of 20, early 20s, he's lost his dad in the campaign of Uhud. His father leaves behind many young girls. Those are daughters which are siblings to Jabir radiallahu anhu of tender age. And coupled with that, the father leaves behind some serious debts and liabilities. And all this now falls onto the shoulders of this young Jabir. Can you imagine in terms of psychology, in terms of depression, today's youth will be suicidal times 10. He will be confused. He won't know where to pick up the pieces of life. You look at Jabir, تَرَاهُ شَدِيدَ الْحُزْنِ كَسِيرًا النَّفْسِ طَوِيلَ التَّفْكِيرِ. Every time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Jabir, you alone. Jabir, you isolated. Jabir, you distraught. Jabir, you in your own world. Jabir, what's it? مَالِي أَرَاكَ مُنْكَسِيرٌ. Jabir, what can I do for you? What can I do? Ya Rasulullah, أُسْتُشْهِدَ أَبِي. O Nabi of Allah, my father's moved on and really he was my pillar of support. And it happened so sudden and so tragic, I really got up bewildered. I don't know where to start with my life. Then my father's left behind all these debts. And then obviously I have these young sisters. I need to take care of them. I'm not married. I need to see them get married. So there's a lot in my plate, O Nabi of Allah. Look at the psychology of the Nabi of Allah. The Nabi of Allah takes it one by one. Okay, Jabir, let's first talk about your father. Ala ubashiruka bima laqiya Allahu bihi abak. Can I comfort you psychologically to just give you a hint of the superb hospitality your dad has received in Akhirah? I said, oh, Nabi of Allah, you know, anything would be comforting and soothing for me to know what has happened. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when your dad moved on and he appeared before Allah, Allah revived him. مَا كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا قَدْتُ إِلَّا مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. Allah didn't converse with anyone but behind a veil. As the Quran makes mention about it in the 25th juz, وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ عَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ. Allah revived your dad. And Allah said to your dad, تَمَنَّ عَلَيَّ, make a request and consider it fulfilled. And your dad was so smart and wise and calculated and measured. He said, Allah, revive me so I can give my life again. But then Allah said to him, قَدْ سَبَقَ مِنِّي أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهَا لَا يُرْجَعُونَ. That you know what, once you've moved on, then that's it, there's no going back. سُرَّ Jabir. Jabir is ecstatic, so good to know that my dad, things have worked out good for him in Akhirah. However, there still remains two tangible challenges in the life of Jabir. He's got the liabilities of his dad, and the comfort that his father in Jannah is not going to offset these liabilities. That's a separate thing, that's a joy, but dealing with these issues, these are tough issues on the ground. How do I meet the creditors? How do I deal with them? And the second thing is obviously my sisters. So he then decided to prioritize. And today one of the greatest problems that has gripped the Muslim world, nay by extension the world, is lack of discipline. Which is the, one of the du'as the Nabi of Allah made, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَتَاتِ الْأَمْرِ. Allah, save me from being disorganized. One brother in Brisbane, went to go meet him. He said, what? Organized chaos. Organized chaos. And that's how our life is. Organized chaos. We just, you know, we don't know where we're starting. No, no. Everything has to be systematic. Put everything in order, in discipline. Allah loves discipline. When that entire group came to meet Nabi alayhi salam, and one sahabi, he tied his camel, gave it fodder to eat, put his bag one side, put his saddle bag nicely, dressed himself, attired himself, and then gently came and greeted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I seen how they hastened, and I seen how disciplined, and how calm, and how measured, and how calculated you are. Allah loves this in your life. Allah loves the way you did it. The irony is, and I read this in the footnotes of Tafsir Uthmani, that it's written that hastiness, to hasten, is intrinsic to our nature. Every human wants to do quick. The only problem with us versus the pious is the pious hasten in virtue while we hasten in vice. We hasten when it comes to vice, unfortunately. So Allah revived your father. And then Allah asked him, make a choice. And this is what he said. Anyway, Jabir radiallahu anhu is happy with this. Now he gives thought to his life, puts his thinking cap on, what do I do? And he says, the first thing I need to do is get married. I need to climb on. These are the steps of life. I need to take it, the bull by its horns. I need to make mature decisions in my life. He knows he has debts in his life. And he knows he has sisters to take care of. But we salute and we pause for a moment. And you want to pay tribute to people. You need to, every young man around the globe till Qiyamah needs to pay tribute to Jabir radiallahu anhu. Jabir is 20 years of age. And he puts his thinking cap on. And the first thing he tells himself, he said, forget the fantasy of wedding a young girl of your age. Your crisis doesn't warrant you to drown in your fantasies. You need to look for a matured woman who can mother your sisters. Can you imagine the maturity of this man, that he instantly grew up? One is, you need to instantly leave school and get into the business. You need to leave tertiary institution and get into the driving seat. No, that's easy. You'll make money there. You have to rescue the crisis and take the wheel forward. That's fine. This is your personal dream for which you dreamt your whole life. Sahaba were human. They were not exempted from it. Sarafa qalbahu anit tatallu'i ila al-banatil abkar. He diverted his thought from looking at young girls. He said, listen, please don't show me a young girl. I'm looking at someone 10, 12, 15 years elder than me. My desire is one, my sisters need to be taken care of. That's more important. He doesn't mention this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sahaba, when they did good, then they didn't speak about it. And this is the beauty. When you do good secretly, Allah exposes it. And when you want to expose it, then there's a stench from it. Then there's a stench from it. So finally, he finds a woman. رَأَى أَنَّ عَلَيْهِ أَن يَتَزَوَّجْ مِنْ إِمْرَأَةٍ ثَيِّبٍ عَاقِلٍ تَحْنُ عَلَىٰ أَخَوَاتِهِ وَتَجْمَعُ رُؤُوسَهُنَّ. Just to expedite things, he gets married to a woman but elder than him. And she reduces the burden of his sisters, and she comes in a very matured role, rescues the house, brings stability to the domestic uneasiness and anxiety. So okay, that's put at bay, and that is somewhat nip under the bud. So here we're looking at Jabir, who's in a crisis of three situations primarily, amongst others. The pain and the anxiety of his dad, which the Nabi of Allah obviously comforted by giving him the glad tidings. The second is to attend to his sisters. And obviously he makes the bold step to get married to someone much more matured. And he said, I don't want to wed a woman who's another sister. I don't want to wed a woman who's another sister. And then it's, you know what, just another sibling in the house. But then there's still one more problem. And that is obviously the debts and the liabilities. So he comes to the Nabi of Allah and he says, Ya Rasulallah, inna abi taraka daynan wa lam yatruk mala. My father left behind some huge liabilities and he's just left behind a simple lousy date palm. That's about it, nothing else. And really these creditors are mounting enormous pressure on me and I just don't know how to deal with them. Nabi says to him, said, okay, inna sana'tika qareeban min wastin nahar. You want to give me 24 hours? Tomorrow inshallah I will come to your place. Tomorrow I will come to your place and I will spare you some time. Okay, O Nabi of Allah. Early in the morning, he rises, he goes to his orchard. There's nothing much there to anticipate other than a simple dry date palm. The creditors are coming and they're mounting pressure. The opening commence, and as I draw it to a conclusion, be the man to reduce torment, grief, misery, sorrow from the life of a person. Be the man who brings a joy to some person. So the Nabi of Allah comes, Jalasa Jabirun Yantadiru Maji'a Rasulillah. He's awaiting the Nabi of Allah. Just then spot on the Nabi of Allah comes. Hattan tasafan nahar. The sun is at its zenith. It's a hot day. The Nabi of Allah comes, Masha Baina Jama'atim min Ashabi. Walking in a group of Sahaba. Can you just imagine that ambiance and that electrifying atmosphere, that presence as they come in. Tafan Nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hawla tamar. He then takes a gentle walk, a circuit around the little orchard, and da'a bil baraka, and he makes du'a and invokes blessings on this date palm. Allah, let prosperity come. Allah, let prosperity come. And that's all I need, and that's all you need, my brother. And that will happen by halal, and that will happen by the pious coming to our homes. Good food, halal food, pure, wholesome, and the pious people, it will have its own attraction. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua and then he said, Udu'uhum wa killahum. Now call them and start clearing all the debts. Give them in weight, in measure, dates. because it was date-related debts that were incurred by his late dad. So they come, حَتَّى وَفَّاهُمْ كُلَّ دُيُونِهِمْ. Jabir radiallahu anhu starts clearing them swiftly, confidently, and he clears all the debts, all the liabilities of his dad. وَبَقِيَتْ تَمَرُ عَلَىٰ حَالِهِ. And not one date has fallen short. عَادَ جَابِرٌ إِلَىٰ بَيْتِهِ. Jabir comes home, he's so excited. وَالسُّرُورُ يَطْفَحْ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ. Permeates his entire existence. He's happy, he's excited, he's electrifying, his wife knows it. What's it? أَخْبِرْنَا. Tell us the good news. لَقَدْ وَفَّ اللَّهُ ذِمَّةَ أَبِي. Allah has taken... You see, this was the beauty of Sahaba. Allah has taken care. If it was me, sort it out, brother. Sorted, Sheikh. Sheikh, when I say, relax, brother. This is it. That is it. Yesterday I was crying. Today my arrogance came and it just abruptly diverted Allah's aid. It just abruptly diverted it. It was coming, your arrogance took it away. Tomorrow you'll be crying again and I'll be crying. The Quran speaks about this. My time is up, but let me just digress objectively about those that when they are gripped by waves in the center of the ocean. وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ضَلَّ مَن تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّا. When you are gripped with difficulty in the depth of the ocean, you forget everyone but Allah. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ أَعْرَضْتُمْ. But when I rescue you and the tides settle and I take your vessel to shore, أَعْرَضْتُمْ, you become arrogant. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. And it's not the first time you did this, you always do this. You must meet the man pre-surgery and post-surgery. Pre-surgery, Manana, meto kehlo doryone keyu. My God does everything. You know, you can operate, but it's in the hands of Allah. I didn't know what was his hand, name. I showed him my tasbih. I said, you see, this is going to help me. MashaAllah. May Allah bless you, Chacha. Next day, how was the operation? Hey, you know, they got some good doctors here. Eh? They got some, one in the country. This guy is only three in the whole of Africa. This guy here, he's got a waiting list for 2 years. No, my brother, man. No, my brother. No, man. No, man. No, man. No, man. مَرَّكَ أَلَّمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَىٰ ذُرِّ مَسَّ. مَرَّكَ أَلَّمْ. When I cure you, you ignore me as if I got nothing to do with your cure. As if you didn't even ask me and I'm not part of it, although I'm the only one who rescued you. Marra, he ignores. Ka'al lam yad'una, as if he never supplicated me. Ila dhurrim massa. So we come back to Jabir radiallahu anhu's incident. He says to his wife and his siblings, he said, you know, I would have been happy if the dates had settled all the liabilities and I didn't have one date left as an asset. I was happy. But here my debts are cleared and I got my surplus which I had. So I'm like additionally happy. MashaAllah. Just to move, this is really amazing. Just focus here and inshallah, I know time is running out and I will try and draw it, but this culmination and conclusion is just amazing. So now Jabir radiallahu anhu's siblings are taken care of, his debts are cleared, he's now more available, he joins the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the campaigns. Ghazwatu Dhat al-Riqa. He joins the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're returning from the campaign. The Nabi of Allah reciting the dua, La ilaha illallah wahdah, la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu, yuhyi wa yumit. آئبون تائبون عابدون لربنا حامدون صدق الله وعده نصر عبده هزم الأحزاب وحده. And the Nabi of Allah, he had some work, so he was a bit in the rear of the group while the general caravan had moved ahead. So when he's coming from the rear and now he is gaining momentum and moving ahead, he finds that Jabir radiallahu anhu is slow at the back of the entire group. فَإِذَا بِهِ يَرَى جَابِرًا فِي مُؤَخَّرَةِ الرَّكْبِ. مَالَكَ يَا جَابِر. Jabir, what's happening? He said, Ya Rasulullah, abta abi jamali. O Nabi of Allah, my conveyance is gone very sluggish. And Jabir radiallahu anhu is yuharrikuha. He's trying to stimulate it. Lakin la yastajib. But the camel wouldn't respond. She's not taking on. She's not giving me a drive. Look at the Nabi of Allah. It's not like sometimes if I know someone is slow, you know, I just, yeah. I look that way so I take out my phone so then I don't see him and he don't see me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wait, Jabir, let's see what we can do quickly. Give me that staff in your hand. And you just istamsik alal jamal, you sit on your camel. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then gently just whoops the camel. فَكَأَنَّمَا نَشِتَ مِنْ عِقَالِ. Jabir said, it just opened up the jets. That thing just opened up. V power, and this thing is running like a dream. Mada Jabiran, he's moving. يُسَارِعُ جَمِيعَ الْإِبِلِ بَلَّقَتْ سَبَقَهَا كُلَّهَا. Suddenly from the rear, from the end, Jabir is moving right in front, and now he's trying to hold back and he's out of his control. وَضَحِكَ النَّبِيُّ لِمَا صَنَعَ لِجَابِرِ. Nabi Sassam looks at it and allows him to go, and Nabi Sassam just laughs. Nabi Sassam just laughs. Then Nabi Sassam picks up speed and comes close to him. كَيْفَ تَرَى جَمَلَكَ يَا جَابِرِ. Jabir, how is she? How is he moving? What's happening? Good. Oh man, my Nabi. Ya khayra man dufinat bilqa'i a'damuhu fataba min tibihin alqa'u wal akamu. Anta nabiyu alladhi turja shafa'atuhu 'inda as-sirati idha ma zallat al-qadamu nafsi al-fida'u liqabrin anta sakinuhu fihi al-'afafu wa fihi al-judu wal-karamu. I'm going to translate. Jabir, how is it? Asabathu barakatuk, O Nabi of Allah, what a magical touch. Innahu la yamshi al-an mishya ma masha qablaha. My camel from the day he's born till today never worked like this. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Now look at Nabi Sassam engaging him, having a moment. Moving. Atabi'uni jamalaka hadha Jabir. Jabir, you want to sell me your camel? Oh, what are we talking now here? Jabir said, my heart, if it wasn't working, if you offered, I would say, take it free now. Now when you repay, now, yo. Look at the Nabi of Allah, plain man. Jabir said, in my heart, my mind is racing with me. I said, bal ahabuhu. Oh, Nabi of Allah, no. How can I sell it to you? You know that, oh. No, Nabi of Allah, you must take it. Nabi said, no, I can't take it, Jabir. And we move in. I can't take it. I have to buy it. So I said, okay, O Nabi of Allah, if you want to buy it, make a price. Nabi Sassam said, akhadtuhu bidirhamin. I buy it for 1 dirham. Jabir said, O Nabi of Allah, I hope you don't mind, but that's like cheating, man. Wow. Those are the words. Allah's qasam in whose control is my life. Those are the words. Idhan taghbinani. O Nabi of Allah, that's like a, for lack of a better word, that almost equates cheating. Nabi says, okay, apology, we'll make it 2 dirhams. You're not real, man. You know, in UK, they say, you're having a laugh. In Canada, they say, you're kidding, Shaq. Yeah, you're kidding. I'm good. You're kidding. One brother, once I was in California, he said, no, I can't do this, Shaq. I said, no, alhamdulillah, then if you can't do it. He said, no, I can't do this. Meaning I can't. But they say, I can. I can't do this, Sheikh. I said, oh, that's good, brother. He said, no, Sheikh, I can't do this. I'm like, that's good. No, I can't do this. He said, sorry, Sheikh, he means what you would say, can't. I'm like, good. Okay, make it 2 dirhams. No, go up. Hatta balagha uqiyya. It comes to 1 ounce of gold. Jabir says, okay, O Nabi of Allah, now I can see, you know what, you're not going to leave me. All right, we're making 1 ounce of gold. وَتَذَكَّرَ جَابِرٌ أَنَّ لِرَجُلٍ عَلَيْهِ أُوْقِيَّ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. Jabir said, I just realized I owed someone 1 ounce gold. I said, okay, I'll offset this. I'll tell my camel, Allah knows best, let it go. Allah ni ayat manjuru utu. You know, it had to go, so let it go, and inshallah, I'll offset that. I said, Nabi of Allah, one condition, the deal is done, but can I ride it till Medina? I'm enjoying this drive, man. Let me know if it's a courtesy car, but I wish they take long with my car. Sometimes people wish the car takes long. Why? Because at courtesy car, the compliments come in, what at courtesy car is better, you know? So rather they take longer in fixing that courtesy car, and I'm welcoming the compliments. So, لَكَ ظَهْرُهُ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. Jabir, all yours, you ride till Medina. Jabir said, I'm riding. Now, I am trying to hold it back because I'm feeling embarrassed. It's overtaking Nabi Sassam also. Imagine, one touch from the Nabi of Allah. One touch. So I'm holding it back. Jabir said, the Nabi of Allah came close to me. حَتَّ اقْتَرَبَ مِنِّي. He came close to me. And as we moving on, I heard him and I counted him taking my name and making dua for me 25 times. Allahumma ghfir li Jabir. Allahumma ghfir li Jabir. Allahumma ghfir li Jabir. Allahumma ghfir li Jabir. I can't make that dua for my own son 25 times. Leave the ummah in large. Allah forgive my Jabir. Nabi of Allah seen to him, attended to him, rescued him, elevated him, inspired him, motivated him, made dua for him. Allahumma is Jabir said, I counted 25 times. Allah forgive my Jabir. Allah forgive my Jabir. Anyway, we broke ways. We moved on. As we come in close, now we get in. We came to Sirar, 3 miles from Medina. Me, I'm moving at optimum speed. The Nabi of Allah comes from the back. Jabir, ma you ajjiluk. What's it? You moving at, you know, flying past. The Nabi of Allah, I'm not sure if you heard. I'm married. I mean, you know what I mean. I'm married. So Nabi of Allah said, they're returning from a campaign. Look at the light moment. Sayyiban and Bikran, did you get married to a spinster or a previously married woman? The Nabi of Allah, long story, but in essence, I went for a bit of a matured woman. The Nabi of Allah said, without getting personal, I thought you're going to go for someone young and you're going to have some real casual moments. These are the words of the narration. Halla Bikran tula'ibuha wa tula'ibuk. Halla Bikran tula. Some people think when you're coming back from Hajj, you can't talk anything, Shaykh. I'm not saying Romeo gaze. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Romeo gaze. The Nabi of Allah returning from campaign. I'm saying the balance must be in place. The Nabi of Allah had everything in order. His taqwa, his piety, his khashiyat. At the same time, there was time for this. There was time for that. So Nabi of Allah is a long story. This is why asabda. Inshallah, you've done the right thing. If you got married for your siblings, you've done the right thing. They halt at Sirar. The news gets into Medina. The caravan will arrive tomorrow. Jabir said, now as I get there, I'm thinking, like, I got 24 hours left with this camel, Sheikh. Hey, you know what? This Barak of mine is leaving me tomorrow. Make dua, man. Anyway, I get home. I get to my wife. I tell her the whole tale. I say, hey, you know what? I don't know what to do. She said, listen, stop getting so personal. Get up in the morning, take the camel, give it to the Nabi of Allah and said, Hada Jamaluk, O Nabi of Allah, this is your camel story over. I said, yeah, I know. But I know, I mean, yeah, inshallah, I will. That is there. But what I'm saying is, you see, you don't understand. But yeah, I'll do that. So I get up in the morning. I take the camel. I go to the masjid. I tie it. I come. I look. Oh, man, I'm reading this. I'm just tearing and tearing and tearing one way, uncontrollably. And I said, Allah, oh, the whole world can read this hadith. Come see this life. Come see this Nabi. Our youth flock and converge and congregate at concerts, at banquets, at parties, at discos, at clubs, at pubs. Come see this life for Allah's sake. Sleep with this Nabi. Get up with this Nabi. Love this Nabi. Exhibit this Nabi. Display this Nabi. It's earphones. It's music. It's porn. It's pornography. It's immorality. It's promiscuity. Anyway, I tie my camel, I walk in. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jabir, our camel? No, it's outside. Perfect. Bilal, you just want to take Jabir and give him his 1 ounce of gold and then I know myself and Jabir are sorted out? Okay, no problem. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called Jabir, Bilal, wazidhu, give him more than what I promised, but don't tell him anything. In English, they say, always give more than due what is owed to others and you're a winner. Always pay more than what is owed to others and you're a winner. Anyway, Jabir radiallahu anhu goes, Bilal radiallahu anhu gives him this year, and he gives him something additional. Mahadihi ziyada ya Bilal, Bilal, 1 ounce gold, what's this? I don't know, the Nabi of Allah said, I must give you extra. Just then, somebody is calling out. Bilal said, Jabir, you just want to look there? Ajib Rasulallah, I think Nabi Sassim is calling you. Now Jabir said, hey, maybe give me the camel back also, who knows? Eh? You know, your boss calls you in, yeah, maybe it's a 13th check, but you're only working for 3 months. But each man's optimism, you know what, we all think like that. Next man is, you get a statement. Why is the Nabi of Allah calling me now? What does he want? I go there. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jabir, istawfayta thaman, you got your money? Naam, walaka wa jazakallahu ala ma zittani. Wa jazakallahu ala ma, jazakallahu for that additional amount, oh Nabi of Allah, it will go a long way, much appreciated. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, okay. So come here, Jabir. Now you see this camel, take it with you. Huh? وَقَدْ اِسْتَوْفَيْتُ الثَّمَنِ Oh Nabi of Allah, but I've taken the money. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said yet, you must read this words and this will make you cry. أَتَذُنُّ أَنِّي إِنَّمَا مَا كَسْتُكَ لِأَذْهَبْ بِجَمَلِكَ Jabir, when I was negotiating with you, did you really think I was going to take your camel? That's not the nature of a Nabi of Allah. That's not. Ibn Jawzi has written this. This thing blew my head off. He says, "Hada min ahsani takrim." This is the best way of gifting someone. Now listen to this here, Ibn Jawzi's write-up. لِأَنَّ مَنْ بَاعَ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ فِي الْغَالَبِ مُحْتَاجٍ. Generally, when you're selling, it very much equates need, especially when you dissolve in assets. One is you're selling, you know what, goods. That's your trade. But if I'm selling the watch I'm wearing, and I'm selling the car I drive, then I need to go for Hajj, I want to dissolve, I need to buy something bigger. So by and large, when a man dissolves an asset he owns, it's very much an indication that he's in somewhat financial crisis. So that's point one, analogy one. لِأَنَّ مَنْ بَاعَ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ فِي الْغَالَبِ مُحْتَاجٍ فَإِذَا تَعُوَّذَ مِنَ الْمَبِيعِ. When he receives payment for the article, بَقِيَ فِي قَلْبِهِ أَسَفٌ عَلَى فِرَاقِهِ. He's happy, I got money, but yeah, I lost my camera. Hey, you know what, I sold my phone, yeah, but that was my baby. Yeah. Today people literally mean it's their baby. That was my baby, that was my heart, that was my passion, that was my pride. Now listen, so I got my money, I'm happy I got money, I'm a bit sad I had to part with this here. فَإِذَا رُدَّ عَلَيْهِ الْمَبِيعِ. Now imagine you got the money and the article has been returned to you. What happens? Then ذَهَبَ الْهَمُّ ثَبَتَ فَرْحُهُ قُذِيَتْ حَاجَتُهُ. Now there is joy in the heart, the depression is gone, the need is fulfilled. فَكَيْفَ مَعَ مَنْ ضَمَّ إِلَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ الزِّيَادَةِ. Now imagine you sold the article, collected the money, then the article is returned to you, only to know it is returned with a handsome return and additional money. Ibn Jawzi says that my Nabi even didn't gift in an ordinary way. His gifting was also amazing. He also gifted in an amazing way. He says, I passed by a non-Muslim, I was jumping with joy. He says, Jabir, what's it? I said, I must tell you, my Nabi is the most amazing human. This is how he engaged me all the way, you know what, yeah, how much you selling, back and forward, up and down, this and that. And this is how he gave it to me. I came back to my wife, I narrated the tale. She said, I didn't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I thought there's something sinister here. I couldn't imagine the Nabi of Allah will buy this from you from 1 ounce of gold. And he goes on to the narration that additional money that Jabir, Allah blessed him with, from the Nabi of Allah, it lasted with him for years, the barakah that was in that wealth. هَذِهِ الزِّيَادَ جَعَلَتْ تَنْمُ وَتَزِيدُ سِنِينَ. It lasted for years and years. In conclusion, brothers, time is up, and may Allah reward you for your perseverance and sitting here and affording me your attentive ear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people who can go out and rescue the world. May Allah make us amongst those people who are the glad tidings, who are those who can convey good news, who are those who can elevate the spirits of people. And ultimately, that would be, inshallah, adequate to rescue our own entry into Jannah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم ما قصر عنه رأينا ولم تبلغه مسألتنا من خيري الدنيا والآخرة، فاجعل لنا منه أوفر الحظ والنصيب. وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.